Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1385. How to Become More Tuned In to Your Body by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. Now, really quickly, if you want to see pictures of us hosts of the Optimal shows, plus quotes, behind-the-scenes stuff, and lots more, come follow us on Instagram. You can find us at Old Podcast. We do book giveaways there, too, so again, come find us at Old Podcast. And for now, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. How to Become More Tuned In to Your Body by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. Move more efficiently. Increase your injury resistance. Ramp up to more strenuous workouts without fear holding you back. Build confidence in how you move and that your body will support you. Experience what it feels like to not have so much chronic tension in your body. Get stronger by enhancing your nervous system's connection to your muscles. These are a few of the things that are possible when you become more tuned in to your body and start moving better. What do intensity and tension have to do with moving better? You may have a desire to do more, go harder, try a new level of strenuous workouts, but feel like you always get set back any time you try and ramp up. Or you may find yourself stuck operating at your maximum output all of the time with no clear ease up button in sight, and perhaps even a bit of fear that you'll lose everything if you let off the gas, if you're anything like how I used to be. And you may be someone who wants to have a better relationship with your body, hearing its signals better, feeling like you're on the same team as it, and building your trust that it will support you for the long haul. No matter where you come from, if you only look at exercise selection and rep schemes as the means to the end you desire, you're going to be missing a piece of the puzzle. Only looking at exercise selection and rep scheme without looking at the intensity and tension you use in workouts or in your daily life is similar to if you learn the technicalities of using a sponge to wash a dish, but pay no attention to how hard you grip the plate in your hand, how much tension you apply from your sponge hand to your dish hand to get the grime off, or how you handle the dishes when serving food on them or putting them away. The intensity with which you push the sponge into the plate, the grip strength you use to hold the plate, everything you do to move your body requires neural drive. Neural drive, put simply, is the signal that comes from your nervous system to your muscle to make it fire. It can be ramped up, ramped down, and have a more dialed in focus depending on how you train it. In science speak, quote, muscles receive a neural activation signal from the pool of innervating motor neurons. Heckman and Inoka, 2004. This neural signal is the sum of the spiking activities of motor neurons and is referred to as neural drive to the muscle. The neural drive to the muscle is generated by the transformation of the synaptic input to the motor neurons into output spike trains. The fact that neural drive can be trained to be better, stronger, or more directed seems to get overlooked frequently. You take for granted the fact that signals are coming from your nervous system to your muscles every moment of every day, because it's happening every moment of every day. But is it happening in a way that is supporting your full capacity to move and feel your best. Another reason training to improve your neural drive gets overlooked is because the decline of it is so slow for many folks. You don't notice your hips becoming less and less functional until some event brings on symptoms you just can't ignore. But the decline was happening long before those symptoms came to your attention, and the decline could have been avoided. You wouldn't just wash dishes in a manner that causes every dish to break as you do so. If you found that you were breaking dishes as you washed them, you'd examine your methods and learn a new way to wash them so that you could achieve a better outcome with more of your dishes staying intact. By learning to improve the control of your neural drive, by learning how to bring intention to your movements using just the right amount of intensity and tension for the task at hand, you are improving, one, the way that you operate your body for every task you do, from daily tasks to workouts, from seemingly simple things like how tense your jaw is while you read a book, to more complex things like learning how to do gymnastics as an adult. Two, your adaptability of your body to the environment you're in. The adaptable human will succeed over the rigid one every time. Three, your strength, both for traditional strength gains and for mobility gains. Remember, becoming more mobile requires that your nervous system understand that you have control and strength of the range of motion you want to access. And four, how stressed or at ease you feel. Using too much tension and intensity can cause you to be stuck in your sympathetic nervous system, leaving you stressed, on high alert, and awash in stress chemicals for far longer than is necessary. Right now, notice. Can you begin to notice your eyes and the muscles around them? Is the arch between your eyebrows pinched? Are you squinting the muscles around your eye sockets ever so slightly? Are you pulling your eyebrows up? Are you holding any rigid feelings around or behind your eyes? Whatever you notice about your eyes and the muscles around them right now, can you imagine looking without doing whatever it is you just noticed? If so, it's interesting to consider why you had defaulted to using more tension than is necessary. If not, and you feel like you can't imagine looking without doing whatever your eyes and their muscles were just doing, that's also interesting to consider why you don't have to access another option for this situation. Having options is a vital component of feeling good and moving well, for how you move your body, how you flex your tissues, how much joint range of motion you can use, how you can organize your movement, and how much tension you hold in your tissues, both while moving and while at rest. You just listened to the post titled, How to Become More Tuned In to Your Body by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. To expand on Kate's point, Have you ever noticed people's postures when they walk? If you haven't done this, I encourage you to try it. You could do this sitting on your porch, at the grocery store, anywhere. You'll notice that everyone's posture is a bit different. There are some that, when they walk, slightly hunch forward. Others stand up pretty straight, but only their shoulders hunch forward. And still others allow their necks to droop a bit when they walk. But when we train our bodies and strengthen the connection between our nerves and muscles, we can start to become a bit more aware of our body's movements, like our posture. And our posture is so important for our long-term health. Now, ideal posture would be standing up straight with our shoulders relaxed, meaning we're not shrugging them. Our head is in a neutral position so that the muscles in our neck are not being strained and so on. Our jaws should be relaxed. Now, one way we can become more aware of our posture and start to improve it is to strengthen these nerve-muscle connections. And one simple way to do this is to simply practice maintaining proper posture as often as possible. An easy trick to do this, especially whenever you're walking. When you're walking, gently turn your wrists so that your thumbs point forward when you're walking. Now, if you're like most people, when you walk, your thumbs automatically point towards your thighs. So again, instead, point your thumbs forward. Then watch the magic. You'll automatically feel your shoulders relax and shift backwards. You're gonna stand up just a bit straighter just by turning your thumbs forward. It's pretty amazing. Now, if you do this often enough, you'll create a new nerve muscle connection so that when you're walking and you're not feeling your thumbs pointed forward and your shoulders are back and down, you're gonna feel like something's wrong. You'll automatically want to have better posture. So moving your body in this new and improved way will be the new normal. And that's the goal. All right, that'll do it for me for today. I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.